Welcome to the Moms Grind Tool podcast, hosted by your girl, Courtney Shanae. Here we celebrate women who are choosing to become the version of themselves that they dream of being, despite the curveballs that life tends to throw at times. We'll be discussing topics like motherhood, relationships, entrepreneurship, and so much more. So be sure to tune in weekly for new episodes. If you're new here, hey sis, if you love it here, please leave us a review and tell a friend about the show. I hope you are as excited as I am for today's episode. So let's dive right in. Good morning, sis. Happy Friday. I hope you guys have had a great week so far. I don't know if y'all realize, but the podcast didn't drop last Friday. It actually dropped on Sunday. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties and your girl was struggling. Like, y'all know I'm still new to this podcast thing and I'm still trying to get used to recording and uploading and editing all in the same day. So yeah, trying to get the recording to upload and then editing them on my computer was a struggle last week, but I still pushed it out on Sunday. So we made it happen. Even with the difficulties, I still pushed through, and that's what you got to do sometimes when life happens and unexpected things happen. You still have to push through and make that thing happen, and we did. So today I want to talk to y'all about Moms Grind 2 and how it started. Many of you don't know about Moms Grind 2. Some of y'all are new here. And I just kind of wanted to spend this episode letting y'all know how it started and taking y'all along the journey with me and how everything played out. So let's jump right in. Back in 2018, I remember, I think my twins were about 6 months, and I used to try to wake up every morning before they woke up and get that time into myself because I was a stay-at-home mom and the struggle was real. Like, trying to get that time to yourself before you go directly into mommy mode and wife mode. So I used to wake up early every morning and just spending that time with myself, doing my devotion, spending that time with the Lord and praying. And I remember that morning, was laying in the bed, and you know how you be sleeping but you not really sleep, like your mind is still awake but you're still sleeping. That was how it was like I was laying in the bed but my mind was still on, if you ever had that happen. And I remember hearing the voice in my head that said Moms Grind Too, and I was like sleeping but I was awake. I'm like, yeah Lord, we do grind too. And then I also remember seeing like the vision of the logo in my head, and I instantly woke up and start writing in a notepad on top of my nightstand. I always keep a notepad and pen on my nightstand because sometimes we be having these great ideas, these great visions when we're kind of in that mid wake up or mid before you go to sleep. You just have these great ideas pop in your head. And that's what that was. It was like an aha moment. So I instantly woke up, started drawing out my logo. And I don't know about y'all, but when I get a great idea, I run with it. Like, I literally will have an idea, plan it out, and hit the road running. And that's exactly what I did. I remember the next morning, I started looking for a graphic designer to bring that vision to life. And I was a little skeptical because I'm like, Lord, this is something new. And I had already been running my boutique for a while, but this was going to be something different. This was going to be something outside my comfort zone. And I was like, well, give me the guidance I need to follow through with this vision. So I found a graphic designer, and after sending it back twice, he got it right. And soon as I see it, like, I got tears in my eyes, y'all, because it was like, oh my God, the logo is here. Like, it came to life. Many of y'all know the first logo we had is the girl sitting on a money bag with her legs crossed. And in the money bag, it has MGT. And that logo was my logo for a while. I think I transitioned and went to just a regular logo, I think a couple years ago, but that is still my baby. That logo will forever be a part of Moms Grind Too because that is where we started. I remember after getting the logo done, I started making business cards. And I just really started slowly working towards the things that I wanted to see for Mom's Grind too. And then I got another vision one day that it was me standing in front of a room full of women. I was on stage. I was like, Lord, me on stage in front of all these people? Now, you know I got stage fright, because even in elementary school and middle school, when a teacher would call on somebody to read and she would pick, like, if nobody volunteered, I'm going to pick somebody. My hands start getting sweaty. Like, on the first day of school, when they ask you to introduce yourself, they'd be like, okay, introduce yourself. And I'm like, girl, I can't do this. Like, you want me to stand up in front of these kids and tell them who I am? Like, I instantly got stage fright. Like, my heart would race, my hands would get sweaty, then I would start stuttering. Like, and I don't even stutter. It's like, when I get nervous, here comes stutters. I don't understand it. But you know what? I'm like, Lord, you know I got stage fright. So if this is something you want me to do, you have to push me through, because your girl is afraid. I'm scared. But he made it happen. So I think a couple weeks went by. I got another vision for the Flawless Boss Tea Party. And from there, I just went ahead and started creating a flyer. I put the event on Eventbrite, and I just moved forward. I started posting it on my social medias. I posted the event on Facebook. Within 3 to 4 months of me coming up with the vision for Mom's Grind 2, getting the logo made, having the idea for the event, and then pushing it out, your girl had a sold out event within 4 months. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that was unheard of. Like, we had 25 vendors. We had almost 200 tickets sold. Like, that was my first ever event. And to have it sold out, I'm like, oh, God, okay. Show out then. Because I was going small, but it ended up being bigger than I could have imagined. And that involves having big faith. With God, you will really exceed your expectations. Like, I can't even explain it. This whole time, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have a few women. I'm going to have some vendors. And I'm going to get a speaker. And we're going to make this thing happen. But it just kept growing and growing. I kept adding tickets. It was like, okay, big God, I see you. I trust you. And we just going to make it happen. Now, I'm not going to lie. When event day come, your girl was stressed out a little bit, not because of the event, because everything was moving so well. Everything was flowing so good. It was because I had to get on stage in front of these women. I told y'all, I got stage fright. So how am I supposed to talk in front of these women? Like, me, Lord? I was literally back and forth on why and how I'm supposed to speak. I had something wrote down, but When I got on that stage in front of these women, your girl got nervous. I talked so fast. I was real on and off the stage. I got on there, thanked everybody for coming. And I told my speaker, I introduced her and I got off that stage. I was not playing. My heart was racing and I was just had all these eyes looking at me. Your girl was just nervous. Like, I can't even explain it. I was just ready to get off that stage. But you know what? We made it happen. And then after my speaker left the stage, they were like, all right, you got to get back on stage. I'm like, again? They like, Courtney, this is your event. I'm like, dang, that is right. So I got back on stage and I thanked everybody again. And then I think we raffled off some TVs. We raffled off gift cards, an Apple Watch, and it just all ended up working out so good. It was like, man, this was such a great event and everybody enjoyed it. I got so much positive feedback. I can't believe we had a sold out event, first event. I can't believe that we had so many people receive what they needed from the event, the motivation, the inspiration. We had vendors, everybody had sales, everybody was able to come in and make money. And it was just such a life-changing experience. And from then on there, I started doing these events every year for the past 7 years. No, we had six. We had six of them. I didn't do one last year. I love hosting these events. But it does come with a lot of stress. I'm not even gonna hold y'all. It comes with a lot of stress, a lot of planning, a lot of putting stuff together. And then if you don't sell enough tickets or if you don't get enough people to support, you're coming out of pocket to pay for these events. So I decided to not do it because I had a lot going on already with my personal life that I refused to try to add something on to my plate. And that's why I decided to kind of shift within Moms Grind 2 and go towards more of a digital space and try to reach out to more women online. So that is what we're currently working on. But y'all, it took big faith for me to even jump out and do that event. It took big faith for me to even get on that stage. And it took big faith for me even to continue to do those events, even with me having the stage fright that I have. And with me still not knowing what I'm doing, because it started with the faith of a mustard seed and I just started following the plans that God had for me. But it was still me doing it scared and me still trying to figure it out. Even after the sixth event, it was still things that I could have done better. But with every event, I was able to be better. We started being able to grant women money for their businesses. We were able to have more vendors make money. We were able to have more speakers come from different states and speak. Like, it was such a vibe. Every year, the event exceeded my expectation and the women in the room, it exceeded their expectations. So I'm forever grateful for that. I don't know who this is for, but sometimes you have to have big faith, even with the small idea, even with the idea you're not sure of, you're going to have to have big faith to follow through with it. Some of y'all are sitting on some ideas and some plans and some goals that you were supposed to start years ago, but you've been holding back. You've been being unsure of yourself. You've been second guessing yourself because you're not sure where to start. But I'm here to tell you, you're going to have to start now, because you're going to keep putting it off until it's perfect and it'll never be perfect. You just got to start where you are and grow from there. Because listen, if I would have made sure it was perfect before I started these events, we probably would have never had the Flawless Boss Tea Party for 6 years. It probably would have still been an idea in my book. But I decided to have big faith. I decided to do it scared. I decided to do it without knowing what I was doing. I just was making it better along the way. And that's what you have to do with your ideas, with your dreams, with your goals. It won't be perfect in the beginning, but you can make it perfect along the way. You just have to trust God and trust the process. You can't give up when things go bad. You can't be so quick to throw in the towel when things don't go your way, because like I said earlier, things might happen. Life might happen and there might be some roadblocks along the way, but you still have to force yourself to get through, push yourself through to make it happen, because you deserve to see your dreams happen while you're living. Life is so short. You would want to see the fruits of your labor while you're alive. You don't want to pass and not be able to see all the amazing things that you could have done. You want to see them while you're alive. And while you're still living, while that clock is still ticking, it's time to make a move, sis. It's time to put yourself out there and have big faith vibes to do the things that God has given you the vision to do. And I just hope that you stop procrastinating. I hope that you stop guessing yourself. I pray that God forces you to make a move, because sometimes we won't make a move without that extra push. So I pray that he pushes you to make the extra move to do the things that he's giving you the vision to do. And the thing about God, you might be holding on to a vision that he gave you for years, and you've been holding on it for so long, you will see somebody else come up with that same idea, because he like, you, while you sitting still and holding on to that idea, I'm going to give it to somebody that's going to make it useful. I'm going to give it to somebody who's going to actually use it. And don't let that be useless. Don't let your fears, don't let procrastination, don't let you being unsure of yourself watch somebody else live out the dream that you were supposed to have, that vision that God gave you, that you were supposed to follow through with, but somebody else is following through with it because they were being obedient to what God gave them. So don't let that be you. It's time to push through, follow through, and have big faith vibes, because in this season, it's going to take faith. In this season, it's going to take you moving forward no matter what. In this season, it's going to take you to buckle down, put your seatbelt on, get in the car, and press the gases. So that is it for today's episode. I really hope y'all enjoyed it. I really love when y'all send me the screenshots of y'all listening to the podcast. Y'all let me know y'all tuned in. If y'all haven't, please leave a review. Reviews make a difference. So let me know how you enjoying the episode so far. And if you haven't, like I said, please subscribe to us on YouTube at Moms Grind 2 and on all social media platforms. Also, go subscribe to our email list. We have so many things coming. I will continue to say that because I don't want y'all to miss out on the things that we have coming. Y'all, when I tell y'all are about to be clutching y'all pearls, because y'all can be like, okay, Courtney, I can't believe you doing this one, this big one. Because yeah, your girl got big faith vibes and I'm moving and doing it scared still. So yeah, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in for another episode. Until next time. All right, sis, that concludes today's episode. I hope you found value in today's topic and that you're able to apply what you've learned today within your life. Remember, the world needs what you carry, so go out there and give it your all today. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode. Until next time.